Chapter 8. Researching Fluids and Flows. Today, active research in fluid mechanics continues in a multitude of topics. I highlight some notable ones in this chapter. Environmental flows. Humankind is facing an indisputable crisis in the form of climate change. Fluid mechanics plays an active role in helping us understand the active dynamics of our changing environment, from large-scale atmospheric flows to transport in oceans and the melting of glaciers at the poles. The flows of rivers, lakes, and other reservoirs also contribute to the evolution of our climate. One important aspect is stratification, that is, the fact that a fluid can have a density that depends on depth, for example, due to salt in the ocean or temperature differences in the atmosphere, which in turn affects many of the topics summarized in the previous chapters. Fluid mechanics of energy. A related environmental topic at the heart of building a greener world is the fluid mechanics of energy. The design of wind farms requires an understanding of the unsteady wake flows behind wind turbines and their collective interactions. Fluid mechanics can inform the work of architects and help them exploit natural ventilation flows arising from wind and temperature differences to design green buildings. On small scales, the efficient extraction of biofuels from algae is affected by bioconvection instabilities resulting from a coupling between the cells and their fluid environment. At the other end of the energy budget spectrum, many aspects of pollution, transport, and remediation involve fluid mechanics. For example, flows in porous media during carbon sequestration, the motion of microplastics in the ocean, and the transport of contaminants in urban environments. Complex fluids and materials. Numerous everyday materials are neither true fluids nor true solids. A branch of fluid mechanics specializes in such complex fluids, for which the relationship between flows and stresses is non-linear and depends on the history of the flow. These are called non-Newtonian fluids, in contrast with the Newtonian behavior summarized in Chapter 2. Complex fluids fill our daily lives, from creams and gels to blood and mucus. They are also ubiquitous in our environment. For example, granular materials and sediments, and play an important role in industry, from paint and suspensions to liquid crystals and molten glass. Exciting new research is being carried out to predict the behaviour of complex fluids and to design new soft materials with tailored mechanical properties. Flows on small scales. At the end of the 20th century, new experimental methods have enabled us to probe fluid motion down to very small length scales, nanometers. This, in turn, has allowed fluid dynamicists to discover new phenomena, from an apparent violation of the no-slip boundary condition on hydrophobic surfaces and low hydrodynamic friction in carbon nanotubes, to the intricate coupling between electric fields and ions in electrolytes, for example, water. New methods to control small suspended objects, optical tweezers, also mean we can now study in detail the hydrodynamics of fluctuating suspensions. Biological flows. As the science of transport, fluid mechanics impacts countless aspects of biological life, from the flight of birds and insects to the swimming of fish and dolphins. Locomotion at high Reynolds numbers inspires engineers to look for efficient biomimetic designs. At low Reynolds numbers, the motility of bacteria and spermatoza, powered by a flagella, provides us with model systems to understand the emergence of coherent motion from stochastic biological activity. Vascular transport is another topic where fluid mechanics plays a dominant role. For animals, this consists primarily in blood flow in arteries and veins, along with the transport of other biological fluids, such as lymph and cerebrospinal fluid. Vascular plants also rely on fluid mechanics for the transport of water up from the roots and nutrients down from the leaves. The recent COVID-19 pandemic has also shown that fluid mechanics plays an important role in the transmission of infectious diseases, in particular for airborne transmission via coughing-induced sprays. The holy grails of fluid mechanics. Fluid mechanics still contains, at its heart, two fundamental mysteries. The first one is turbulence. Legend has it that in a 1932 presentation to the British Association for the Advancement of Science, Horace Lamb said, "I am an old man now, and when I die and go to heaven there are two matters on which I hope for enlightenment. One is quantum electrodynamics, and the other is the turbulent motion of fluids. And about the former, I am really rather optimistic." Turbulence remains indeed one of the holy grails of the field, and is often quoted as being the last unsolved problem in classical physics. It is by far the topic within fluid mechanics where the most research is being devoted. Turbulence is everywhere in industry, from catalysis and combustion engines to flows in nuclear reactors and around aeroplanes. But turbulence also poses the ultimate physics questions. Why do flows become turbulent? And can we predict their dynamics? Despite exciting work by generations of scientists, these questions still remain fundamentally unanswered. The other unsolved fundamental issue in fluid mechanics concerns the mathematical structure of the equations for fluid flows, the Navier-Stokes equations, equation 3 in chapter 2. We do not yet fully understand if these equations are well posed, or whether there are fundamental flaws in their mathematical structure. That problem is one of the 7 Millennium Prizes problems in mathematics, proposed by the Clay Mathematics Institute at the turn of the millennium, with one of the 7, the Poincaré conjecture, already solved. Interdisciplinary fluid mechanics. Some of the scientists with the biggest impact in the field have touched upon many different branches of fluid mechanics at once. Many were mentioned in the previous chapters. I want to close the book by highlighting the career of 2 modern giants of the field, different in their interests, yet equipped with the same ability to make connections across fields. Cambridge-based James Lytle was a classically trained applied mathematician whose career ended up rivaling that of Taylor in terms of variety and impact. At some point in his life, he was interested in, brace yourself, the propagation of waves, aerofoil theory, the dynamics of shocks, aeroacoustics, fish locomotion, traffic flow, and meteorology. He was also unafraid of the great Reynolds number divide and did pioneering studies on the motility of cellular microorganisms in fluids. In many ways, Lytle encompassed all of fluid mechanics. In contrast, Paris-based Pierre Gilles de Jean was a theoretical physicist who was first famous for his work on superconductivity. As his career evolved, he moved closer to fluid mechanics, first thanks to his work on liquid crystals, then to polymer physics, and finally to his foray into capillary flows and wetting. Still the only Nobel Prize winner in the area of soft matter physics, de Jean has long been the entry point to fluid mechanics for students from the world of theoretical physics, who discover that much new science can be discovered in a seemingly classical field. Future fluids. It is impossible to predict the future of any scientific field, let alone one like fluid mechanics that interacts with so many other scientific disciplines, from chemistry and biology to physics and engineering. As a new generation of scientists embark on their careers, the giants, highlighted in this book, have shown how fluid mechanics remains vast and varied. While these were all men, this is now beginning to shift, and more women are coming into the field as undergraduates and as researchers. The future of fluid mechanics promises, therefore, to be more diverse and inclusive. Just like our natural world, if we look close enough, fluid mechanics is an infinite source of new and unexpected scientific mysteries and questions. This concludes Fluid Mechanics by Eric Lauger, narrated by Liam Gerard. Copyright 2022 by Eric Lauger. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Oxford University Press and was produced in the year 2022 by Tantor Media Incorporated, a division of Recorded Books, which holds the copyright thereto. Please visit tantor.com for more information on our growing library of unabridged audiobooks.